Alright, so I just saw the McGregor Habib Nurmagomedov fight. Man, I thought the name was hardly to say, but it was not. And at the end, it was sad to see Habib go after these other people. He got the win, but that wasn't enough. And what I noticed is, and we were talking about this before the fight, is how he prayed before the fight. And I mentioned how after every victory, after every fight, he doesn't lose. He gets on his hands and knees and he gives thanks to God, or to Allah is what he calls it, but you know, we all know God, right? So this time he won and it wasn't enough. You know, he couldn't get on his hands and knees. You know, that's what he definitely did not do. Instead, he went on the offensive. And it's interesting, you know, even that little bit of God consciousness could have diffused the situation. I truly believe that. And it was interesting to see the entire crowd go against him, you know, because for those of you who don't know, McGregor was calling the dude's dad like the dirty coward, and said like one of his teammates is a terrorist, and like had evidence to back it up apparently, and just all this nonsense. And like a few months back, there was a whole attacking the truck and throwing a dolly at it and breaking the glass and everything. So I mean, it was just chaos out there, and of course, the chaos spilled over into the ring. And for whatever reason, I guess people were like, "Oh, this is our chance to boo somebody," so they booed him. And as he was walking out, people were throwing beers at him. And one of the guys I was watching the fight with, he was like clapping. And then my buddy goes, "Man, must suck to be a security guard, just like chilling. Like, oh, I just got this shirt, just nice and iron." And some dude fucking throws beer on him. Like, yeah, dude, he's probably all sticky and shit. Like, just trying to do his job and stuff. And it's like, how far are we gonna applaud nonsense? You know, like, how far are we gonna realize that the more we contribute to, like, that bullshit, the more fucking we just devolve into our chimp mindsets and start hooting and hollering like a bunch of fucking primates, right? And, but yeah, man, that's always gonna be the case. Well, not always, but it's the case right now. It's the case in the near future, and I don't think that's gonna change anytime soon. I think change starts very slowly. Regards to my own personal life, that shit doesn't bother me too much anymore. Even now, when I'm arguing politics or something that bothers me, I don't throw the barbed jab intended to sting their egos. You know, I'm just trying to speak the truth, you know, whatever that may be for me. Hopefully, if I speak it right, the real truth comes out, regardless of what I say, and someone who has vision, or perhaps even more than I, can at least realize the truth in the bullshit whenever I spew the bullshit. Now, so that'd be nice to contribute to something, no matter how bad I fuck up. You know, that's a hopeful thought, and I believe that's how the world works. But all right, well, let's look at the positive, just to share, man. I saw a buddy of mine. I'm in AA, and dude's got 8 months sober, and he spoke at a meeting. He shared this story for the first time. Here in Indy, we call it giving a lead. And this dude got up there, and he was kind of shy at first, and he was like, "Okay, I have to stop, I'm nervous." And you know, he looked at me, I just smiled. I sat up in front so my boy would know I was there with him, you know, supporting him. So if he just looks over, he'll see me, you know, just smiling back at him, right? Just there for him. And it's interesting, every time he dialed, he started to look for God, right? And then he just lets thoughts flow, and it was repetitive at some points, but then he caught on to something, and then you could see a smile light up, and then he just started flowing, and it was like I watched him grow in front of me, and it was beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like he became a butterfly, and before he was like Eric. But yeah, man, it was a beautiful thing, you know. So anyways, to end off my little update to the little podcast thing I do randomly and sporadically, I'm at the top of the parking garage of my gym, and I'm trying to pass out, but there are kids nearby. So here's my story. I have revoked or pushed away the comforts of an apartment to live in my car, and the reason being is I want to live in my car, man. I don't want to fucking live in an apartment. I want to save my money, and I want to write all day, and I want to create all day, and I want to write poetry, I want to study poetry, and I want to share my poetry, and I want to have a YouTube channel, which I'm working on, and I want to start it with that, you know, the beautiful word, and helping people understand it and help to teach it in ways that are accessible to all of us. So that's what I want to do with my life. And for now, of course, I've also got other things I want to do. I want to do analysis of the things I see and the works of art that I love to witness, and people don't get the full picture, you know? We might see something and we don't see all of it, and I love to show what connections I can make and perhaps offer something for people to learn from, and they too can educate me, and then everybody grows and we all help each other win, you know? And that's what I hope we get to. So good night, lovely listener. Last time I checked, I had one or two per little thing I do, which is kind of nice. I wonder if you're all the same people or if you just listen in like fuck this and go somewhere else, which would be hilarious, and I'm okay with that. But whoever you are, dear person, I love you. And I hope you're doing okay. And I hope that if you're feeling stressed and you put on Pandora to play a song, it's the happy one by the fat Hawaiian guy on the ukulele about Over the Rainbow. That song comes up randomly in my life when I need it. So I hope something similar and smile bringing happens to you. So good night.